Vision.com today.
The beginning of another week, and what would it be if we didn't at first go inside our nation's capital and talk about what is now the War of the Roses, at least that's what I'm calling it. Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, saying that she had kind of a dirt on Newt Gingrich, that's what she was alluding to anyway, that she had information she was going to reveal on Newt Gingrich when the time is right. Newt Gingrich immediately shot back and said he wanted to thank Speaker Pelosi, is what he called her, for what he regarded as an early Christmas gift. I think it's a gift to all of us because I love it when they have these, shouting matches, so to speak, in D.C. or in and around the Capitol anyway. The guy who wants to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a way to start this show. We go to talk radio news star. I'm going to call her a star because she's not a diva. Victoria Jones. Hey, Victoria.
Oh, thanks very much. And I try not to be a diva, but I can be a star.
I like that.
For 5 minutes, I can be a star anyway. So this Pelosi-Gingrich thing is great because then Gingrich starts saying, well, it just shows them, that she was, it was an ethics investigation and it was flawed and it was terrible and it was this and she's, breaching ethics because it was all, this is confidential stuff and she's doing this and that and her office is shooting back. No, she's not. There was a report. There was a lengthy report that the public's probably not even aware about. She's talking about all the stuff that's in the report. So, of course, now, all the journalists are going to go, oh, yeah, that's right. There was a report. Let's go and send somebody to read the report now.
Yeah, because we forgot that reporter. We didn't see it or we didn't think it was important.
Yeah, we forgot that report, and it's full of stuff.
Wow. It's interesting you bring that up. Isn't that part of the deal in Washington? You have to read. There's so much to read that if you have to do more than scratch the surface. You have to really dig. But when you dig, you can get those nuggets, can't you?
Yeah, when you dig. If you just read the summary, you just read the first few. But that's why the first few pages are designed to be that way.
Right.
So you
exactly.
Miss the good stuff.
Exactly. To throw you off the trail.
Yeah.
Because, listen, we all talk in characters now. With Twitter, we have 140 characters, and that's it. So you have to hurry up, get it done, and move on to the next thing, because time is now our enemy more than ever in the news media business, especially when you have to churn and burn every single day. So I guess that's partially what they're counting on.
Exactly. They're counting on the clock and the tick-tock and that you can't get it done in time. But you've got to take the time, particularly if you want to do an investigation on somebody who's going to be the president.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so we move on to this. This is a story to be continued. So we move on to this, and of course it's the same old soap opera that we've been talking about now for weeks. But the Senate Dems say they've got a plan to shrink the payroll tax cut because they're trying to sort of lure the Republican support back in and see if they can pass this thing. So what's the skinny on that?
Well, the big skinny for us in the White House briefing room, of course, today was that President Obama came out into the briefing room and said, Senate Republicans, you have got to do it. Congress, keep your word to the American people. And then he gave this nice, pithy little quote. Now, I know many American Republicans have sworn an oath never to raise taxes as long as they live. How can it be the only time there's a catch is when it comes to raising taxes on middle-class families? How can you fight tooth and nail to protect high-end tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans and yet barely lift a finger to prevent taxes going up for 160 million Americans who really need the help? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's a perfect... See, I mean, this has been his issue, too, so it's the perfect time for him to do one of those push, reveal the curtain, jump in front of you guys, and that's happened now. I think it was like maybe 2 weeks ago or so when something similar happened with the president. And that's not a usual thing.
No, it's not. And he's really making it his thing. And, he's already last week, he threatened Congress with staying in town until Christmas. Of course, Christmas is on the Sunday, so they'd probably stay until the Friday, the 23rd. And they all want to go home around about the 16th, which is 2 weeks' time, which is when, of course, the government runs out of funding, so they better get their act together and get that sorted out. But if they don't come to a deal on this, he is determined that they won't go. And I think that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is determined that the Senate won't go. So they're not going.
All right. So they're going to have to get online or get their congressional aides to get online to order all their gifts because they're not going to have time to shop.
Oh, absolutely not. And they should not. They should buy only refundable tickets.
I love that. So we move on to this one, which is so fascinating to me and to you, I'm sure. Senator Dick Durbin and Chuck Grassley, both senators, introducing a bill that would require the Supreme Court to televise all the proceedings. Wow. Wouldn't this be an incredible bird's eye view of what goes on there, Victoria?
Yeah, true bipartisanship. You don't see it very often. They introduced this bill today to require the Supreme Court to televise its proceedings. I mean, there's always been criticism of the ban on TV cameras in the court, but it's intensified because of these oral arguments next year over President Obama's health care law. And Grassley said the bill would, quote, bring much-needed transparency to a process that's largely unknown to the American public. So they're going to have a hearing tomorrow. And former Senator Arlen Specter, who's a big fan of televising the Supreme Court, is probably going to testify. And this bill would say that you have to have TV coverage of all open sessions unless a majority of the justices rule that TV coverage would violate the rights of one of the parties before the court.
Wow, how fascinating. That would really change, I think, personally, a lot of things. And you're somebody who's covered D.C. for a while. Don't you think that would really open up a lot of avenues?
I think it would. I think it's huge. I mean, I think it would be open up things for a while. Then I think, you know, a lot of people would get bored. But the fact is, it would always be online. You would always be able to turn to it. And in some of these very interesting cases that are being argued, you could watch. And what's interesting about the Supreme Court is that they don't hear arguments in cases for very long. Cases don't go on for days. You don't have a chance to get bored. They only hear arguments for an hour or so. So, you know, you have to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, no kidding. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, you have a fabulous night. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too.
All right, so coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to talk more about that. What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Supremes on the tube. Talk about reality TV. I agree with Victoria, as you heard there, the little snippets and for how fast that court has to move on certain subjects, and especially with health care coming up maybe by June, it could be some riveting stuff. So you can weigh in on that later this hour. Keep the digits handy, 800-259-5791. Coming up, you're going to hear a fascinating story about why the drug wars have led to so much confusion, death, and consternation to many in the law enforcement biz. We're talking local cops, we're talking FBI, and a lot of people who feel like we are chasing the tail of the dog round and round and round again, or the drug cartel, as it were. So next, a Border Patrol agent getting fired, a violation of his First Amendment rights. We'll see what you think. All he did was say that he thought drugs should be legalize. We'll explain next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me.
All right, coming up here on ATN, as I said, coming up in our next hour. In fact, we're going to let you hear a little snippet of this man in just a few moments. But one of the stories that we're going to be talking about involves First Amendment rights and the fact that you had a Border Patrol agent who was doing nothing but his job. And in doing his job, he mentioned to a fellow Border Patrol agent, you know, when they stopped and there was boredom ensuing because they weren't chasing anybody and they were hanging out there in the desert in their respective vehicles, right? So he leans over and says to the person next to him, basically this Border Patrol agent says, well, you know what, I really think that if we legalized drugs, we wouldn't have some of these problems along the border. And lo and behold, that got back to the higher-ups in Homeland Security, and he found himself out of a job. There's a big story about this in the New York Times, and they talked about that other police officers who say that they don't approve of the drug laws might end up paying the ultimate price with their job. Now, the Border Patrol agent was a young guy, Brian Gonzalez. He was stationed in a place called Deming, New Mexico, and he was excited about his job, and he patrolled just a few feet in the border areas along New Mexico and, of course, Mexico. And when he said that, he did not expect those kind of repercussions. I mean, certainly not. Think of the things that you say about laws and whatnot to the people that you work with. He was chatting him up. He said if marijuana were legalized, the drug violence across the border of Mexico would cease. And then he brought up an organization called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and they favor ending the war on drugs. And it's a group of ex-cops and law enforcement types who saw too much on their beats in the streets when they were undercover, all that kind of stuff. So they formed this nonprofit organization, and the idea is to try to change things and start the conversation going. So needless to say, it didn't matter. Gonzalez was bounced. Now the ACLU is handling the case because they're saying First Amendment rights were definitely violated here without a doubt. And LEAP is certainly behind this, too. They're expressing their anger at what's happened here. And you would think in when you have all these people in law enforcement in the community that it is, when they're speaking out against failed, stupid, antiquated drug policies, that why can't they engage in the debate because they get a government paycheck? Why can't they have the debate that all of us are having? Why not? So the LEAP membership has really increased. It was founded back in 2002 by five cops who were so disheartened by what they had seen. Now they've got an email list of almost 50,000 people. You got 145 judges and prosecutors, and cops and prison guards, and other people who have an opinion, let's say, about the drug situation in this country and the drugs coming in and legalization. But it's not so much even just about legalization, because that's not LEAP's thing. They're not even taking a stand on it, the people that are signed up in that group. They just want people to start speaking and to stick up for other people for the situations they find themselves in. So anyway, coming up in our next hour, like I mentioned, what an interesting man we're going to introduce you to. And he saw with his own eyes after decade of trying to fight the drug wars just how useless, sadly, how useless it was. And his name is Neil Franklin. He's a major with the Maryland State Police Department. And then he did a beat in Baltimore, too, as well. And saw one of his good friends killed in an undercover op. So we're going to talk to him next hour about a whole bunch of things, including, I think we have this snippet here. I asked him about drugs, because specifically so much is talked about with meth and the harm that meth has done, maybe in some of your communities in the Midwest and the East Coast. I mean, it certainly has no boundaries, but we've seen how families have been destroyed. We see sometimes the headlines in the paper or here on the show, we talk about a meth house that was busted up or some crazy thing that happened as a result. And here's what the major had to say about meth.
Absolutely not. You know, this is such a disturbing story. You know, I've spoken to Brian on many occasions, and here's a young man that was devoted to his job, expressing his opinion as to this entire mess. It doesn't mean that he couldn't do his job. It doesn't mean that he still couldn't enforce those laws, because there are many, many cops who do not believe in this drug war, but yet they still enforce the policies they have sworn to, you know, to uphold. You know, they've taken an oath that they're going to uphold these laws. And I liken it to the fact that, you know, I don't agree, and I didn't as a cop agree with the gun laws that we had in the state of Maryland. You know, I thought that any good citizen should be able to carry a firearm, okay, and should qualify to carry a firearm. However, that's not what our laws dictated in this state. And if I caught you, a good citizen, and you had a handgun tucked in your waistband or in a holster, you were going to jail, even though I thought that you should have that right to carry it.
Yeah.
It's the same here. You know, that guy, Brian, you know, he was doing his job. He was doing his job well. But just because he had an opinion, his First Amendment, you know, protected under the First Amendment, you know, I'm really baffled by this particular case.
All right, and see there, that's even better what he was talking to me about. Of course, after we had that discussion about meth where he thought it wasn't the key component to what was happening in the United States, and said that LEAP wasn't so much about decriminalizing marijuana, but that it was ultimately about things like what's happened with Gonzalez. And I said, you know, should he have been fired as a result of having that conversation? And, of course, he said absolutely not, as you heard, and went on to talk about having that conversation with him and just how ludicrous it is. And I loved his example, having been in Maryland, saying he didn't agree that with the gun laws there, that he thought people should have had the right to carry a gun, but it didn't matter. Whatever the gun laws were, he had to abide by it. He was an officer, and if he had to arrest somebody, he had to arrest somebody. But in this case, when we're talking about this Border Patrol agent, it wasn't about the fact that he wasn't doing his job. It's that he had a conversation, throwing out an opinion, saying, yeah, you know, I keep seeing this over and over again. Geez, there might be another way to do this. If this was legalized, wouldn't we be able to cut off everything that's happening here with drugs? Wouldn't we be able to stop that flow? And it's interesting, and there's much more to come. Like I said, that's coming up in our second hour. I hope you'll join us for that fascinating conversation about what happens on the front line and how he said in the discussion, how you go out day and day and day out and you fight that war to no avail, and so much money is spent on this. So we'll get to that. All right, and as I said at the top, we were talking about the Supreme Court and TV. The Supreme's on TV. What do you think? Would you like to be able to hear the cases? I mean, can you imagine? Think of the cases that go before the Supreme Court. And I'm thinking, I've been told that occasionally one or two of the Supremes will nod off. If they nod off, we'll have that on camera, won't we? Yeah. So I think it's important. I think it'd be great to be able to see them in action. Why not? And ultimately, they have the say. So if the case doesn't warrant it, and that's not what they vote on ultimately, then it wouldn't be on the tube anyway. They're going to be reluctant to do it. I cannot imagine that they're going to want to be on candid camera, because they're used to being anonymous, so to speak. There's people in the courtroom. There's people reporting on it. The decisions come out afterwards, but they're not in front of the camera. And trust me, it makes a difference. I wonder if people would watch it. C-SPAN would carry some of it, you know it, on some of the bigger days. I hope that bill goes through. I think it should be televised when they vote to allow that to happen. I think it should be on candid camera. We're punting. We're back in a few.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military firing manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Here on America Tonight, a little bit of sports shorts, some re-racking, reorganization in the National Hockey League. Oh, I know there's huge hockey fans out there. Come on. You're always sending me questions. So don't just run away from the radio when you hear me say the word hockey. Actually, I grew up in a hockey family. In my book, Level the Playing Field, I talk about that. My cousin was a hockey player. He was a goaltender. My cousin married a hockey player, professional hockey player from Montreal, and Uncle Bernie was a player for, a goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers, so we kind of grew up on skates, even though we were in Jersey and Philadelphia. The Flyers were certainly one of the original teams anyway, and the excitement in Philly over that team, back-to-back Stanley Cups, huge. Well, speaking of excitement, there was a little bit of excitement that we mentioned at the top of the show over Newt Gingrich and Nancy Pelosi. And when I say, what do the two have in common? Certainly not politics, not their brand of politics. More to the left and more to the right, you couldn't get two people who have more of a chasm, and both former speakers of the House. But Nancy Pelosi was swinging on the Hill today, seeing that Newt Gingrich is trending up. The former speaker, Pelosi, said that there's some damaging information that she had on Newt Gingrich, but it's all open to the public. And she said she had thousands of pages of investigative material on Gingrich during his time as the House Speaker. So really, she was just pointing out what's already out there for the public to consume, the comprehensive committee report that it came down a long time ago, actually, just the history of what happened with Gingrich in his time in D.C. Because, see, there's been now this, there's been a time where Newt has been off of the Hill, obviously, and people forget. You know, what keeps coming out about Newt Gingrich is about the wives, or he has a Tiffany account, or any of that kind of stuff. But all of us know this, that he was investigated as part of the House Ethics Committee in the late 90s, and in all of the investigative material, I mean, it's all out there talking about various things of what he, you know, clearly what he did. And Gingrich said, this is a fundamental violation of the rules of the House, and I would hope members would immediately file charges against her if she does that, meaning if the stuff was released. But the problem is, it is public information. So it's not secret information that she's referring to. And so maybe there was confusion there. Gingrich said that in the 83 charges that the House committee investigated, they were found to be false. But if you remember, in 97, he was the only speaker to be reprimanded by the House for giving false information about using tax-deductible funds for political purposes to the Ethics Committee. He was also ordered, at the time anyway, to pay $300,000 to cover the inquiry that the panel made into him. So because that was all they could slap him with, I'd say that Newt still has the upper hand in this deck. But when you hear her say that and you just hear the headline, certainly people are going to wonder, well, what is she talking about? And the read in that material is just the various things that they tried to look into, tried to get him for violations. So he's still at the top of the list when it comes to polling. We talked about this on our last show, that Newt Gingrich in Iowa was ahead of Mitt Romney, for what it's worth, in every race now on the Republican side. He's on the top. The CNN ORC International poll that was released just a couple of days ago, it showed that he was still considered to be one of the most qualified Republican candidates to be commander-in-chief. According to the survey, 24% of Republicans and independent voters who lean toward the Republicans, who lean toward the GOP, say they're likely to support Gingrich for the nomination. 20% said they'd back Mitt Romney. So how about that? And you know, there's always that, you know, 4-point margin swing, but that shows you that he has just soared to the top of all the polls, no matter what questions are being asked. CNN poll 1 week ago had Romney at 24 and Gingrich at 22. What's really interesting is that Romney's been able to slay all the comers so far. Not so far this time, but we're just into the beginning of December. Gingrich was at 8%. In a CNN poll in October. And really, back in May and June, most people thought that he was history, that he was gone. In fact, I bet we could dig up some tape of me saying that. I know I said, Gingrich, man, look at what he's getting. Nothing. In any of these, it's like he's not even a fish in the pond. Nothing. Zippo. He had staffers that bailed. The campaign was wheels off all the way. And now look how this has turned around. What I will say about Gingrich is he's very confident and said that from the very beginning. You wait and see what happens as we get closer and I turn the corner. He kept sticking to that story. That was kind of his little theme that, okay, I'm going to let all these other things play out. I'm going to let Kane have his moment in the sun, and we'll see what happens with the governor of Texas, Rick Perry. But trust me, I'm in this thing. And so he did. He stuck in there, and he did well. And let's face it, in 10 of the presidential debates that have gone on this year, he did do well. While others were kind of feeding on each other, he didn't rise above it, because he had words a couple of times, but so it wasn't about that. But his information was spot on. So I think that's now what we've seen that has happened here. Rick Perry, by the way, 11% in the new poll. So the Texas governor was the front runner in mid-August, but thanks to the stumbles, the bumbles, and the problems he had in the debates in the fall, Perry just dropped like a rock to the bottom of the lake. and he's in the low double digits. Ron Paul of Texas, who's making a third run for the White House, is at 9%. Then you have the others, Michelle Bachmann, 5%. And, you know, here's a guy I don't understand why he sticks in, John Huntsman, the former Utah governor, because he always shows up with nothing, just a few percentage points. And the same thing with Rick Santorum. But if they're watching, and they are, to see what's happened with three different people who have been in the middle of this, in the thick of it, three different candidates, then I guess they'll all stay in it unless they get knocked off of the podium. I mean, they'll just stay there. When you look at the rivals, when you look at what's left now and what could be up for grabs, and I think of the swing states. I've talked about this a lot. The independent votes. There's conversation now about what about a real push for a third party. Christine Todd Whitman is trying to make that happen. She's part of a group that's trying to make that happen. So, and they're courting Huntsman, frankly, if they do that. Ron Paul, he could really tilt the scales. He says he's not going to do it, but what if he just bailed out and went completely libertarian and ran in that direction? Would Ron Paul pull a lot of numbers? Would he be able to do that? And the answer is he'd be scary, because Paul shouldn't be the sleeper candidate, but he is. He is, because he's not embraced by Republicans, the establishment, or he's not embraced by a lot of the mainstream media. So he'll get these numbers in these polls, and then he's not discredited, but he's really not talked about too much. It's just, he's just the others. He's there with the others. But honestly, he would be a strong candidate. I mean, I like a lot of what he has to say about foreign policy, but the problem is a lot of other people don't like what he has to say. He says we have to stop policing the world. We got to get off of that. And especially, this is the thing, Ron Paul and the way he would handle the debt crisis, he hasn't wavered on what he's thought about the Federal Reserve. And now people are parroting some of the things that he's said. I mean, do you realize that we have, and Paul pointed to this over the weekend, we have 900 bases in 130 countries. What's that about? 900 bases. How ridiculous is that? And yet we have all these problems within our borders. The money that we've spent, the countries that we're giving money to that don't frankly need our help the way they've needed it in the past. What if he did the independent thing and went libertarian? Would that work? Or would that tank Ron Paul? Because he just wouldn't, at all the polling, he's sometimes second, third, fourth, whatever. Would that completely tank him because of the power on the Republican side of things? Or would he tank the Republicans? And I think the answer is he would tank the Republicans. He would take a big chunk of that vote, a big chunk of it. It's interesting. And as we go along, of course, we're always telling what the polls are saying. But it's Newt. I mean, you can pull up any poll, and he's pretty much number one. In fact, everything that I went through today, he was number one in the polls. Talking a little sports on the flip side as we head for the exits of hour number one here on America Tonight.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Been a little sports here, besides the sport of handicapping politics and Newt Gingrich's fates and fortunes in the rest of the Republican field. The Chargers really gouged the Jags. I don't know that that's a surprise. It wasn't a very interesting game. I could only watch snippets of it. 38-14 puts the capper on the week that was, however, in the NFL. So a big weekend for Philip Rivers, anyway. He's had a rough season, to say the least. A lot of people that do the handicapping on the other side of things expected San Diego to be pretty good, and they have really, really struggled. The NHL makes some huge changes, and they approve, I mean, it's really, as has been described, a radical four-conference alignment. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in the Northeast, in the Midwest, who are hockey fans, and really all over the country. I shouldn't classify who's a hockey fan. I mean, really anyone can be a hockey fan, right? So this alignment plan will give the league four conferences, like I said, instead of six divisions, and it means home and home series among all teams. Wow. I think that there would be some people who are fans who would love that scenario in getting the tickets and the matchups, you know, the rivalries. It cuts down travel, I guess, for some Western Conference teams. I mean, that was a big issue for the Dallas Stars, for Detroit, for Columbus, and for Nashville, certainly. So more teams are going to have to travel, I guess. But we've got a Conference A, a Conference B, a Conference C, and a Conference D. I think that there's probably some players who aren't completely excited about it. The two conferences with seven teams all based in the Eastern time zone would be Jersey, Philly, Pittsburgh, Rangers, Islanders, Washington, Carolina 1, Boston, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, Buffalo, Florida, Tampa Bay in the other. Wow. So the Penguins, I guess, were worried about being separated from Philadelphia. However, their rivalry, as you just heard me say, Philly and Pittsburgh, is intact. But there may be some others that don't like that. Matt, you're a huge hockey fan. What did you think of this? Because actually, you were the one who told me this. I was prepping for the show, and you said, oh, this just came down about the realignment, and then I started to look at it. Crazy.
I particularly like it because it kind of, except for the crazy thing is that the Florida teams are somehow in the Northeast division, I guess. They don't have names yet, but they're in with, you know, the Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, and then Buffalo and Boston, and then the two Florida teams. That's the only division that doesn't really make any sense. But as far as the rest of them, you have all the teams on the West Coast and Northwest Canada all together. You have all the Midwest teams together, and then you have kind of all the tri-state and Pennsylvania teams together. It seems to work out, except for the two Florida teams, but maybe, I mean, you got Phoenix and Florida, who are two NHL teams that would be the most likely to move again. And I think they kind of set themselves up for if Phoenix or Florida would move to Quebec, it would make a more natural division there. So I don't know, but I'm in favor of it. It's going to be kind of weird to have division, or I guess it's not technically divisional playoffs, with whatever they will call them, the four conference playoffs, because you're only playing the same.
Same area, same conference, whatever you want to call it, conference.
But it could end up being kind of exciting as well, because then you'll have, I know for myself, the Wild playing the Blackhawks or the Blues in the playoffs multiple times will be a great return to NHL playoff hockey for the old Norris division with the North Stars. So I like it.
Here's what I like. Phoenix defenseman Keith Yandel says, I don't get it. I saw a quote from him. He says, if you look at the division or conference, it's tough, and our division right now is pretty tough, too. There's no nights off. You have to be ready to play every night, as you already are this year. It doesn't make any sense. So the players' union, they're kind of concerned about the new plan. They're a little bit worried about it. The union chief, of course, is Donald Fehr, and they have to speak with him before they actually implement it. It's now out there, however. Bettman says the change doesn't need union approval, so that's why they released the realignment and said that I think they hope that they're going to be on board with it, and they obviously have kind of floated that idea. But the rivalries, that's the key in sports, as in politics. As I was just talking about Nancy Pelosi, hot under the collar. Oh, I have this secret information about Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich shooting back that that she's given him an early Christmas gift. And what we see, how politics is like sports, and rivalries are huge. They're huge. So in hockey, as in any of the big four, and the big four sports would be, of course, football, number one, the NFL, and then you've got the NBA and Major League Baseball. Anytime you make a change where you can improve the contest, the rivalries, the passion for the team that you're meeting, that your team is taking on, I think it's better. And how much has hockey lost? Because hockey is not the sport of America. Football is the sport of the United States. It is the sport. Even though you see kids playing soccer and there's a zillion other sports and we all like other sports, it is football. Football reigns supreme. In News Talk Radio, where you are listening to me, wherever you hail from, whether it's WVLK in Lexington, Kentucky, our friends in Connecticut, or any of the other great stations we're on, KKGM. Overwhelmingly, we've done polls of this. There have been a lot of surveys that have been done. Besides politics leaning toward independence and the right, football is the sport. If you're going to pay attention to any sport, football is the one. So hockey has to do something, I think, to maintain the interest of the people who are already on board. I guess they would still be there. The Mats and the Cates and the Sam and Montreal and Al and Canada. But the newcomers, the kids, the 10-year-olds, they're not buying hockey jerseys. That's what you need. You need the interest. Or Gary Bettman knows the sport will just continue to wither in some areas. So that's why I think the realignment to try to create that rivalry, to try to have that, to the fans have teams that they love to hate. The analogy with politics is perfect because that's politics. I can hear the venom in the voices of the people who call this radio show and have for years. There's just people in Washington you cannot stand. There was a collective applause. I could hear it. When Barney Frank decided he's done, he's had enough. Fannie and Freddie took him down, I think. But he's retired. They cut up his district. He didn't want to. He is going to retire. He didn't want to run again. And Barney Frank was the guy that people loved to hate, or they loved him. There was no gray area, let's say, with Barney Frank. And that's what they're trying to create here. They're trying to set up the bad guys and the good guys, the people that you want to see come into town so you'll buy the tickets so that you'll pay attention to the sport, right? Because they're competing against football. But they didn't have to worry about Monday night football. I don't know how many people were into San Diego and Jacksonville. I mentioned that the final score was there, and somehow the Chargers managed to stay alive. I had a couple people email me and ask me if anybody nailed the score, and nobody nailed the score. The final score was Green Bay, because our nail the score game was Green Bay and the New York Giants. Green Bay beat New York 38-35, so nobody got it. Mike Trom, because I had said on a previous show, oh, nobody got close, and Mike Trom was quick to point out, hi Mike, that he did come a little close because he had the Packers 37-24. I guess I'll give him that. He might have been the closest one that we had of all the guesses. My guess was 28-17. Jose in Kentucky said 31-17. Chris in Connecticut, who won, nailed the score at one point in the history of this game, said 27-17 Packers. Nail the score is so fun. Don't forget to tune in for that. That is Friday morning in our third hour. You don't have to know butkus about football. It's like ticking lottery numbers. Once we have the game, you tell us what the final score is going to be and who's going to win. So easy.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.